You're making me crazy, Roz Tynan. Hi. So, you know, I'm not coming here with any new news. We have a parking problem, and that parking problem is going to directly impact all of our businesses along with your island. Okay, we're not a weekly community. If we were, you know, the people who come for the week, they would navigate, they'd figure it out, and they go home after having a joyous week. That's not who our clients are. Okay, we all know who they are. But I watch them in frustration, driving around and around and around with anger and not a pretty situation. And I see them take off because they're not going to drive four or five times around to try to find a parking space. What they're going to say to their kids is, we're not going here today. You're going to wait till next week. We'll take you to Ocean City. They have parking lots. So, you know, I'm concerned for my well-being along with, you know, my neighbors. Okay, and I, you know, the town looks great. You're building beauty. You're taking down single homes and putting up multis. But there's not a parking plan. Okay, I don't know where you're going to get the land. It's like Key West. When it runs out, it runs out. But we have an issue because numbers are going to fall. Retail will become dark. Okay, the people that come to your island don't want to leave the island once they get here. Okay, they want to be here. They don't want to go offshore to get what they need. Okay, and so that, you know, ultimately, property values will drop because nobody wants dark retail. Okay, I didn't come to complain. I came to resolve. Okay, and in my head, which I think is a bright one, you know, there's ways to figure this out. I think you should buy that parking lot. And if you can't, you know, let's look at some other issues. Okay, that could be a great municipal lot. Trolley service looks great. We tried the jitney, but I don't think we promoted it properly. Okay? I mean, wouldn't the community look lovely with one of those wedding trolleys with Lucy on it? Margate by the sea? It'd look really cute. Okay? Golf carts. Work in other places? Maybe they'll work here too. Okay? And I know this summer my business will be impacted, but there's nothing I can do about it. The only thing I can do about it is control myself and the way I run my business, the way I spend my money. But I am deeply concerned. I think the golf course looks great. There's no parking for it. Okay? I don't know what else to say or do. This is my final day. I'm going to retreat into my business because you people hardly ever see me. I keep very quiet. I mind my own business. I feel very financially threatened. And I don't know what to do. So, you know, I'm here today to say, you know, you've got to come up with a plan. And it's going to, you know, I don't want to wait a couple months to have this meeting, as Michael and I discussed. I mean, if something's urgent, it should be called to arms. And I feel like we have a pretty bad situation. I'm watching it every day, becoming very frustrated.
Thank you.
So please address. Thank you.
Your name?
I'm Maria Elena, 9313 Ventnor Avenue. This will be my 36th year at that location, and I'm pleading with you guys to figure it out. Why would you say yes to this thing that's going to bring more traffic and more parking when we have none to begin with? So I'm pleading, do something about the parking. Thanks.
Thank you. Before we close public comment, I want you to know we all share concerns about parking, and maybe we should all get together, as I said, Roz, and start planning what we're going to do about this, okay?
Roz, yes. And Mary Elena, there is that parcel that was just mentioned that is a vacated parking lot that we have no use at with right now. It's on the real estate market for $900,000 and I believe $15,000. It was purchased in a foreclosure. We weren't a part of that. I wasn't privy when it went up for sale, but it is on the real estate market advertised for, I think, $915,000, which is a big chunk of money. I know that myself and I know my fellow commissioners are very concerned about the parking situation, but for us to spend that number for 26 or 28 spaces would fit there to help the business community wouldn't fly with the taxpayers in the city of Margate. Would there be help on the business community side to joint venture a public private partnership where we could sit down and The woman that has it is not interested in renting it. She's interested in turning it over. That's her business. She buys distressed properties. I sat with her, with Mr. Deeney, our business administrator, 2 weeks ago for 2 hours in her office trying to find and negotiate a deal. But with that said, would the business community, could you gather your community together and we could sit down possibly and have a discussion where we could do a public-private partnership that might be more amenable to the taxpayers of the city of Margate?
Just for the record, Roz, you called me. I came down to see you the other day. My idea was to tell you to go back to the business association and come back with some ideas, and we can sit down and partner with the city. Obviously, you don't think that would be productive.
I did that. I called Ed immediately, as I promised you I would do. So Ed will tell
you. Okay, but did you talk, Ed, did you talk to your association at all? I mean, it's...
Mike, this is also, even though it's a critical time for parking, you have to understand that we're in the midst of trying to getting more than three people together in one spot right now when there's traffic and living.
Listen, and I'm just as busy as everybody else, and you have to find a way to do it and get back to us. Really, it would be very helpful.
Yeah, I'm ready to sit down with you anytime you want.
Well, pick up the phone and see what your association wants to do.
Committee of 3, 1, 2, 3. We're here. I just have one question. Is Valley Parking a thing that cannot happen?
Yes.
I would think Valley Parking would, I don't know how much insurance would be involved, but I would love to see Valley Parking in Margate. Where would you take the cars? Well, that's why you would need a lot.
I really need this recorded.
Well, all right. This is getting out of hand. We'll continue this discussion. Listen, we're all very concerned about parking. We really are. We're all very supportive of the businesses in Margate. I've said that for 100 years. I will never change that. But, you know, we have to sit down together and try and work this out. Okay? At this point, I'll motion to close public comment.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Mayor Becker?
Yes.
Commissioner Amadeo?
Yes.
Commissioner Blumberg?
Yes.